Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
GOP gubernatorial hopeful is kind enough to join me here in the studio this afternoon. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Great to have you here. For those, because I think you would agree, you don't have perhaps the visibility or the high profile of some of the other individuals that were in the race. For those who may not be familiar with your background, can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of who Catherine Templeton is?
Sure. You know, you don't go from mom to running for governor in politics, but maybe that's the way it should be.
Maybe.
Yes. Having three children under three qualifies me for a whole lot of things.
Holy cow, you have...
Not anymore. Oh. No. They've grown up now, but
Thank goodness.
That is a training, that is a learning curve that is fun to crush.
You're lucky to have any sanity remaining.
Well, some would say I don't because I've chosen to do this. No, thank you for asking. You know, we have not had a governor in the history of South Carolina, at least my living history, mm-hmm. that has rotated shifts in a rural town, rural weave mill, who has represented Fortune 500 companies and advised big business for, you know, decade plus, but has also learned about the circus that is in government. You know,
yes.
we've elected President Trump, an outsider, a businessman who's all about outcomes, and he does what he says, and he says what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's where I am. But there are probably 500 people in South Carolina that would qualify for that. The differentiator is that I've actually been, I was on Governor Haley's cabinet
right.
as the labor secretary to defend jobs in South Carolina, to grow them, and we did. And also, as her cabinet, the things that I learned about the games people play in Columbia are an invaluable tool so we can go bust it up.
Yeah, it's a mess, which is a very diplomatic way of describing what's going on down there. We're talking with Catherine Templeton. Campaigning, using the phrase conservative outsider, you mentioned you served in Governor Haley's cabinet. So my question would be, do you mean outsider as in not a part of the Quindom or the good old boys network, that kind of outsider?
All of the above, but mm-hmm. most importantly, I can't be bought. I've never done this before. I'll never run for anything else. I don't owe anyone any favors. I can actually go up there and represent us. And here's the other part that makes me, I guess not a politician is the better thing to say, but they all politicians say that, right? How many times have we heard politicians say, elect me and I will shrink government. I will cut spending. I will deregulate. I will fire entrenched bureaucrats. Guess what? Don't listen to what I have to say or anybody else. I've actually done it. And that's what's important. The best measure of what a person will do is the record that they have. We got rid of 1 in 4 entrenched bureaucrats, cut $68 million in the first 18 months in another agency. And I'm not afraid to fight for us. You know, when Governor Haley, she recruited me because I had a long history of beating labor unions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when Boeing came and said, we're coming. And the labor unions in Washington said, absolutely not. Obama came in and said, no.
Right.
We had congressional hearings. The liberal media, you know, hit me on a daily basis. The AFL-CIO sued me personally.
Wow.
Individually. We didn't back down. We won. We stayed here. You know, we grew jobs. It was amazing. And you know, we talk about conservative outsider. Somebody introduced me as a conservative outsider who will fight for us and knows enough about government just to be dangerous to the entrenched bureaucrats. But the best superlative I've gotten was the press when all of this was going on. They called me a buzzsaw, and that's probably the best, you know, the best way to put it.
Campaigning for governor, I'm sure, is a revelation and a new experience. When we were talking earlier, you mentioned the way some in the lamestream media will try and categorize you or pigeonhole you as a particular individual or believer in certain things. Has that been your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I had a reporter ask me about 6 weeks ago. He said, you know, your consultant is this guy. You supported this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you introduced this guy. Who are you? And I started laughing, and I said, I'm a generations long South Carolina citizen, and your paper called me a buzzsaw, so let's stick with that.
Right.
And he laughed, and he goes, I guess so. I mean, you know, it is politically incorrect to say a lot of the things I say. It is not normal for a politician to be as direct and truthful. And that, I mean, we get press coverage as a result of it because they don't know what to do with us.
Sure.
They don't know how to pigeonhole us.
Right. The tragedy in Parkland, Florida last week has sadly returned mass shootings back as the lead story in the media after the tragedy there. What do you think should be done, Catherine, to try and make it more difficult for people motivated by whatever, whether they have mental health issues or whatever it may be, to make it more difficult for these people to be able to stage these kinds of tragedies?
I think we have to arm our teachers who want to be armed. I think we have to have armed resource officers. I think we have to make sure that our buildings are created in such a way, or that the thresholds are protected in such a way that our children are protected. You know, I put a child on the bus every morning, mm-hmm. who goes to a public high school, and we were at a scrimmage this weekend, a field at a school I'd not been to, with people around me from all over that I didn't know.
Right.
And I felt very vulnerable,
sure.
honestly. But the thing that made me comfortable was that I knew that I had a loaded .38 in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ironically, as it turns out, you know, I've had the .38 since my granddaddy gave it to me. I used to live in a fishing trailer in Walhalla and drive over to my job, in the plants in Georgia.
Right.
And he gave it to me so I could shoot snakes under the trailer. However, when I went to work for Governor Haley, the state law enforcement division called me one day and they said, you have... Catherine, we need you to get a concealed weapons permit.
Uh-huh.
I had rattled so many cages that I was in danger as a civilian. And so I have one because it's the law.
Right.
I don't like that we have to pay a fee to the government for what is already our God-given right. But this is not a gun control issue. This is no guns ever jumped up and shot anybody.
It's funny you mention that, because that is pretty much a reflection of my attitude as well. And people have asked me about having a CWP. And I've said that as far as my own personal belief is concerned, that the Second Amendment is my CWP. But because I have visibility because of what I do for a living, mm-hmm. If I were placed in a position where I had to defend my life or the life of a member of my family or a perfect stranger for that matter, because of the attitude towards guns in this country now, I would find if I did not have a CWP, I might find myself in more difficulty. Taxpayers face a $1 billion bill over the failed nuclear reactors. What do you think of Governor McMaster's proposed solution to this problem?
What is it?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm
That's
not either.
Why I was asking.
So instead of talking about Governor McMaster, let's talk about the adults in Georgia who negotiated more money for the exact same issue than we did. Let's talk about what it looks like when you have leadership in Columbia who takes a hold of the problem. You know, every day in South Carolina, every one of us that's paying for our light bill for our lights to turn on,
right.
we're paying more money as a result of these two holes in the ground.
Right, that are never going to produce a kilowatt of electricity.
I think that's right. I do think that's right. And we don't even know that we need them to produce a kilowatt of energy at this
True.
Point. So you know, what the manager of our state should be doing to represent us is, number one, stop taking our money.
Right.
Number two, return our money. And number three, make sure that we have the electricity that we need. These are very simple things. And if you don't know how to do it, that's okay. No governor should believe no one who tells you they know everything. But a good leader knows when they don't know the answer, and they go and they get the experts, which I think is coming. But every day, it's taking our money out of our pocket.
Yes.
And it's ridiculous.
And has been for years.
For years and years, yeah.
You touched on briefly the crony corruption that is going on. It's absolutely out of control. We've seen what happened with the former representative, Mr. Quinn, Rick Quinn. I questioned that at the time what could be worse than the indictment, because he was charged with one count after having lobbied while at the same time being a representative in the legislature. You can do one or the other. Correct me if I'm wrong, Catherine, but I believe it is illegal to be both a representative and a lobbyist at the same time, is it not?
I believe it is. And here's what's worse. You know, that that group of people have been on our governor's payroll for years.
Yeah.
And we have to have somebody, just like with the nuclear debacle, we have to have someone up there fighting for us who doesn't have any favors to owe, doesn't need anything. Doesn't have a dog in the hunt. So, for example, Governor McMaster not only took at least $115,000 that we know of in campaign contributions from SCANA,
right,
but has refused to give them back. Same thing with Rick Quinn. We always hear about corruption. We hear about ethics reform. It's noise.
Yeah, it's a
here
joke.
Here we go. You ready? Everybody write this down. This is all we have to do. It doesn't require negotiation or wordsmithing. If we elect you to protect our money, you cannot have any of it for yourself. Pretty simple. It's, or your sons or daughters or anybody. It's very simple.
Yeah, or your wife or her concrete company to build highways across South Carolina.
Or your son-in-law who is on the DOT. I mean, we've got to abolish that and start over.
Yeah, I would agree. Catherine Templeton, she is a GOP gubernatorial candidate. Catherine, pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time today. We appreciate your making double stops here at the station today. We'll look forward to seeing you again down the road, and I'm sure we will.
Look forward to coming
back. Excellent. Appreciate it very much. It's 18 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.